Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW. Coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back, another YouTube, maybe Rumble exclusive. I don't know where this is airing, but it's just me and Tanner talking. And just like the last episode we shot, I'm going to be distracted because I got a text message that I got to look at. So, Tanner, what's new and exciting?
I don't know. Same thing as 5 minutes ago when we filmed the last episode.
What were we talking about 5 minutes ago when we filmed the last episode?
Raving. Different ideas, million dollar episode, meeting Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, million dollar episode, that's such a good idea. So I can't read, like, let's spoil it a little bit in regards to, do you think it should only be one episode? Should we add stuff into this? Like, it's $1 million, what should...
I think it should be two episodes, one of our original idea and one filmed with the person who bought it.
Oh, so they buy it and then there's another one filmed with them, so they get something out of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like, I think the person should get something as well.
Yeah, like physical.
Physical. Like, I was thinking more hanging out with us, like in a different situation, but I like your idea in regards to they can film and hang out with us afterwards.
Yeah, we can film with them and determine if they're actually cool enough for us to hang out with.
That's right. Yeah, excuse me. It's a good idea. Okay, that's what we'll do.
I only have really good or really bad ideas.
That's right. The real question is, when do you want to film this?
I don't know. I don't make these decisions.
Once we figure out the software issues that we're currently struggling, we'll film. We'll do it.
All right.
Because, like, as of right now, because what it comes down to is I don't feel like editing it.
Yeah. And
so if it was two cameras, like, I have to edit. I edit all of these episodes that are not on the software. So, and editing two cameras, you know. Proper work.
But you can do it in so quick, Elliot. Why don't you just do it more?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen. Because I don't want to.
I can't argue that logic.
I don't want to, is what it comes down to. But, yeah. I actually am liking, and I'm liking the format of not having to talk into this mic. It's easier for me to, like, move around and talk.
Yeah.
However, I know the sound quality isn't there. We could use the other mics that we have. In theory, though, like, that's what, what's his name? Sheltsy and the boys are doing at Flagrant. They're using lapel mics.
Yeah. We have those, so.
We have them, so we could start using them, right, in theory. But do they tie into that?
Are they Bluetooth? They might.
Yeah.
Do they record the sound on the device themselves?
Yes, if you want them to. It'd just be more software to download to figure out is what it comes down to.
We'll figure it out.
But that being said, for me, it's more podcasty to use these things.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we've got a lot of changes coming that we can potentially do when Steve gets back. We'll ask him all these questions.
It's that time of year.
But yeah, it's like, it is more of a, like when I can move and sit and we don't have that barrier.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a, I feel with the conversations that we shot like this, it has been more of a...
Conversation?
A conversation.
Well, it takes out some of the fear of being on a podcast, right? The mics are gone.
That's right.
So, like, no more, oh my god, mics, camera, lights, action, right? Like, so, they take out the thing they can immediately see.
So, I think we might retire these things. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. If we can.
If we can. Yeah.
Because that sounds like more work for me. And we don't do a lot of work here.
And we'd have to... Well, the one thing I don't like about the new mics that we have the lapel mics that we have is like each one of them has to be charged independently.
That's annoying.
It's an annoyance. And so like I just had to charge them and I had to like get three different sticks or three USB
cords
to like charge them.
Well, now
I guess you could get a splitter, but like, you know.
Now that you have three, it won't be that hard. You just need a designated charging spot for them.
Yeah, and we have three bricks that we could use here. And they don't have to be the super bricks. I guess we could use like old fashioned bricks because we just plug them in after every use.
Well, and these two extenders here for like the power cords and stuff have USB slots in them. Two each, so.
Okay.
There's options.
I'm liking these options, bro.
I like when you just get an idea randomly, like for all of you at home. He just thought of this right now.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to do it.
That's right.
That's how Elliot Pierre's brain works. That's how I have a job.
Yeah.
So.
Here's an idea, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it usually, for the most part, works out.
I can't think of an idea that didn't work out for you in the long run.
Yeah. I know, it usually works.
Short term, you kind of get screwed sometimes, but that's usually for the best.
That's right. Facts. So, there's that. There's an idea that I'm really excited to do with you and collaborate, is that background sound idea.
So what I'm going to start telling my people my main job is, I just record sounds in the bush.
Yeah. So like, sounds in the bush, I think you got daytime, nighttime, you got all seasons. Could you imagine what it sounds like in the winter? Like I loved your spin
wispy
on going to a coffee shop.
Yeah, like you can do all different kinds of crowds, anywhere that you feel calm and peaceful.
Yeah. Like, I'm loving it.
We just better hope your mic is good enough.
Do you think that's the mic that we'd use? What do you think?
I don't know, like, because, like, it really, a lot of those videos sometimes use designated recording audio. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this picks up wind. If it's either really, like your iPhone picks up wind, where it's, or if it's, like, actually picking up that of the breeze.
You just created a work project for yourself. Can you do some research into that?
Fine. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, you just create, like, does, like, that.
I gotta shut up.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, folks, this has been the Max City Morning Show. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, Tanner's gotta go do some work. Yeah, no. This is why we talked about it. I think it's a great concept. I would tune in to watch that. And, like, you tune into, like, you already look at stuff in the background. Like, I think it's, like, a concept people would tune into. And
I would not, but you'd watch the heck out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put on background stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, but it's usually my own music.
Fair enough.
You put on background stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it.
Mm-hmm. Desperately.
Yeah.
Desperately. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think, like, I just love the sounds of Fort McMurray. So, tomorrow, depending on what your research shows, tomorrow's Wednesday, we might do one of these tomorrow. Just film one in the woods because it's fall, right?
So now I got to do it tonight?
Yeah.
This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
At this job.
Yeah, that's right. So hopefully the mic that we have works perfectly. Like, it's an expensive mic. So I can't see why it wouldn't.
Because it's a video mic. It's not an audio mic.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like they... Yeah, like, the first thing that I get says you need a recording device,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, a hand recorder or something like that.
I think our new lavalier mics might actually do the trick, because that's kind of what they were saying they do. Anyways, I'm going to give you those so you can look into that one as well, that product. But I think, like, that's when the guy was selling it to me. He was like, hey, you can use it as this type of recorder as well. So hopefully one of the two microphone systems we have potentially would do a good job of that.
It'll do it. It's just the quality that you're trying to get out of it, right? Like, you want this to be something people can play in a coffee shop while they're sleeping, while they're meditating, right?
What do you think? think quality will be there with those mics?
I think, like, if you're trying to get it based off of what you've already watched, you're going to need a hand recorder.
What's a hand recorder?
It's a recorder that fits in your hand.
Okay. Then it's just, like, purely for audio.
Yep.
Okay.
But all I can do, maybe this will. It really depends, like, how noisy it is, because, like, you gotta figure, a bird isn't chirping for 20 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. And, like, how is it gonna pick up the wind, and what's rustling, and what's gonna walk in front, and all these things, right? Mm-hmm. So, we'll see with what you're trying to do, what we can do, but yeah, we'll nothing's impossible.
We'll test it out, see how it sounds with what we got.
Nothing's impossible, so.
Yeah, so, I'm really excited about that idea, especially, like, when we go on our adventures out of town, we could just be like, hey, turn it on and just record something. That's a new track.
Yeah, and call it, like, Adventures with Mac.
That's right.
Adventures with the Mac City Crew or something.
Like when we go to Edmonton, for example, and we're just hanging out downtown somewhere. Just turn it on and downtown sounds.
Sounds of coasts.
That's right. About to go to the East Coast.
No, Sounds of Ghosts.
Sounds of Ghosts, yeah.
Yeah, that would be downtown Edmonton.
Remember that time I bumped into some vampires downtown?
That's what I'm saying. Ah, ghost!
That wasn't a ghost, that was a vampire.
It was both.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, it definitely looked like she'd suck somebody.
That's not a good... I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, honestly, mister, let's go make friends.
Some people you're just not allowed to make friends with.
No, some people are not trying to be your friend.
That's right, yeah. Luckily, I did not have to learn that the hard way. You just gave me the lesson, so I was like, all right.
I know. And you were so cocky until I fed you some valid points.
Yeah.
I could have handled that. No, you couldn't.
Nope.
You're right. I couldn't.
Fed me some valid points. That was the length of the conversation.
Yeah. Do you want to go back and try? Yeah. No.
What are you eating there? What are you getting
out of? Pieces.
Yeah, what are you getting out of that plastic?
Oh, pins. Just playing with pins.
Okay. I was just like, you like...
Definitely not eating the pins.
That's right.
Not that much of a robot. Pins? Push pins.
Let me see. Oh, thumbtacks.
Push pins, yeah.
Okay,
whatever.
Where did you get those from?
I bought them to hang up the stuff in my room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your room, aka the office, aka the studio.
It's my room.
That's right.
I just let you be here.
That's right.
Yeah.
I told somebody that, but they just, nobody believes me when I say it. They just look at me funny and just like, hey. You know what I just realized?
What?
Although we turn on those lights.
Yeah.
Those lights are not...
bright or pointing at you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be good for the camera. Like, we're all good. But...
this one's doing heavy work anyways.
That's right. And then we have, like, the above lights going on. But I just realized those camera lights were for the soiree that we threw here.
Yeah, the soiree. Hey, the adventure we went on.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, sometimes you don't gotta travel going on an adventure.
No.
You can still trip.
Yeah, there's many different ways to go on a different trip.
That's right. So, yeah, I just realized that looking at episode 2, being like, those lights are doing absolutely...
no work.
No work right now.
Yep.
Well, they're making certain things look nice, I guess.
Sort of like me.
Yeah.
I don't know how much work they're doing, but I know we need them.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really excited about this discussion that we're having in regards to audio equipment for the show, in regards to lapel miking it up, and or... like for...
hand mic?
The hand mic.
Yeah. Hmm. You really deep in thought over it, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. And so for everybody at home, this is like... I feel this is a great episode in regards to... this is how we come up with ideas here. This is a lot of what we do.
And if anybody wants to give us a hand mic or hand mic sponsor us, you know, we're always available.
I'm going to call Jerry.
There you go.
I'm going to call... he definitely has something.
Yeah.
Yup.
Shout out Jerry Neville.
Big shout out to Jerry. Yup. I guarantee Jerry's got something. If these don't work, we need to do our research into this one. And when I say we, I mean you.
So what if my research was calling the guy with the best piece of equipment possible for the job?
Sure.
Then call Jerry.
Yeah.
Because like these might do it, and they might do it well, but they aren't the best possible piece of equipment for the job.
But would they do a good enough job? Okay, so you're telling me we need to call Jerry and just ask him.
Like, why wouldn't we?
That's right. Okay.
Maybe he'll have an older one for us to buy or something.
That's right. Okay. All right, how long? Now I'm just rabbit hole calling Jerry. How long is it?
We got 5 minutes.
We've only been on for 5 minutes?
No, we've got 5 minutes.
We've been on for 15.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're calling Jerry after this is what's happening. And you know me and my patience level.
See? And now...
Everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show.
Yeah, for real. I also like how quickly this turned into me doing work, into you doing work.
Yeah. That's
the green light way. Hot potato with responsibility.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do it. You email me this. No, you send it to me.
Hey, by the way, speaking of like a win for us in regards to how the workflow.
Yeah.
Emailing Pam about that concert totally paid off for us.
Oh, texting her, yeah?
Yeah. She's like, hey, I got this already. It's like, oh, hey, look at that. Past Tanner, past yeah. Elliot, hooking up future Elliot and Tanner.
Yep. Current.
Current, yeah.
Present.
Yeah. Present, that's right.
Yeah, right. Shout out those guys. Sometimes they're awesome.
Sometimes they're awesome.
Sometimes they suck. Yeah. But what do you do?
What do you do? For the most part, you know, they do work.
Yeah, they do work, that's for sure.
They do work, yeah.
Wouldn't survive without them.
That's right. That's exactly it. When I tell people that, it's like an eye-opening, aha moment.
Do you know how many people I learned that? Like, one of my friends at the rave the other night was like, yeah, that's a future me problem. Yeah. And another one of my friends went, oh, Tanner says that all the time. Yeah. And she just goes, yeah, I got it from Tanner.
Yeah,
and it was like, how many people have I just influenced to put off their responsibilities into the future?
Or for me, I look back in time and I look at like what I used to do in my 20s and how it has dramatically benefited me now in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, that guy, and like back in the day, I was really putting in like some good effort that has benefited me dramatically years later.
Shout out Past Elliot.
Past Elliot was the dude, man. Like, I'm saying, it's one of those things when I'm trying to explain with Keegan.
Corporate
like,
baby girl was the best, eh?
Yeah. Like, dude, that guy was, I was like, sometimes it's like not immediate gratification. You do stuff and you don't know the benefit that it's going to have in the future, but like, you know.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah. So one of those things for me, like, that is a huge benefit to me now is regards to like my overall health. In regards to like, I don't, like, I'm pretty active in regards to like exercise and stuff, but not as much as I used to be. But being consistently active from the jump has made it much easier for me to be a physically fit person as I get older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and like some people, like when I'm talking outside of this podcast, they're just, man, you're really physically fit. I'm just like, yep. They're like, how much do you work out? I'm like, not as much as you think. But it's just like a consistency level. And because I went hard in the paint in my younger days, I just have that muscle memory and I'm just at an easier place. It's way easier to stay fit when you're fit versus if you're just starting off.
I'd like to just point out to all of our viewers, if you see Elliot out in public, we don't need to stroke his ego anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell him he looks fit or he looks good or all these things. Just say hi. You know?
I disagree completely.
Yeah, of course you do.
I like the constant...
He loves it. He doesn't need it.
Yeah. Did I tell you about when somebody reached out, like somebody walked in show in Edmonton when I was with Jay?
No.
So when I was in Edmonton with Jay for our quarterly meeting, we're walking down the street on a Saturday night. We're going to go have some fun. And this guy with a stroller sees me. He's like, hey, man. And I saw him scope me out from a distance. And I was like, hey, how are you doing? He's like, have a nice evening. And I was like, I will. And then we walk by him. He's like, question for you. I was like, yeah. And he's like, you from Fort Mac? Like, yeah, I'm from Fort Mac. And he's like, yeah, I know you are. Max City Morning Show. I love it. I was just like, hey, Max City Morning Show. Thank you. And he's just like, keep doing what you're doing. So we just kept walking. And Jay's just like, dude, that was pretty cool. Like, you're not even Fort Mac. And people are recognizing you now.
Do you think that guy was from Fort Mac? Or?
I have to assume so.
Mm-hmm.
I have to assume so.
We have some... Red Deer viewers now. I made some friends over the weekend and
nice.
They said they're gonna watch our show.
Nice.
They also are listening to my buddy Eli's music. Shout out to Eli.
He's throwing out bangers.
Rely on all platforms, but
that's right.
Yeah, they're gonna listen to his music, watch our shows. They're big supporters of me, so
nice.
Shout out them.
It. Just growing the
yeah, I love it.
Growing the scene.
It's the best.
That's right.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah. Tanner and his crew. I told you it was going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Nope.
Can't stop it.
Nope.
Hate it.
Yup. It's like, I don't want to be on camera. I don't want people to...
I don't want the attention from strangers on camera. And then the universe was like, okay, we'll give it to you off camera then.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Shoot. But at least people don't just rant. Like, me, I love it. I love when people come up and say, hey, I see what you're doing. That's awesome. Like, I love it. It's like a boost to my energy level. But
yeah,
like,
energy.
Yeah, ego. Like, you would hate that. So, mm-hmm. Like, you being off camera does work out quite nicely for you.
Yes, I agree. And, like, we have had a lot of people who have noticed you while with me.
Yeah.
And not even bat an eye at me.
That's right.
And it's my favorite.
That's right. And in mine, too. Like,
we're at 19, by the way.
Yeah. I just edited a video. I totally forgot we filmed the whistle dog.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, 19.
Okay, cool.
I just realized we filmed the whistle dog. I was going through footage. I'm like, hey, I never made like a video of this. So I made it. And there's a few very prominent scenes where you're in it. And I'm just like, son of a gun. This would be so much better if I could just leave this, but like cut out Tanner. It would be such a nice spoiler. Like there's one scene where I go bag fries.
Yeah.
And then like I pull the camera out of the bag and like just, and then it's you for like a split second.
See, okay. I told you so to watch how you were filming, and you were like, yeah, yeah, I got it, I know.
No, but it's so cool if that was in there.
Yeah.
It's literally a second. Nobody would even know it's you.
You cut it out, though, right?
Oh, of course I cut it out.
Good.
Yeah, of course I cut it out.
Yeah. I have, like, an NDA for my face.
Okay. And then there was one where I was doing the intro, hey, I'm so excited, and you... right then, and you can hear your camera like, bro, I'm probably in shot right now, film it again. I was like, okay, you're not, but okay. And I filmed it again, and then when I looked at that first take, super in a reflection of that window.
It's almost like I know what I'm doing. That's with right. Cameras. Hey, Elliot.
That's right.
Crazy.
So, anyways, keeping you outside of my weekly vlog is a little bit of a challenge, but hey.
Every good artist needs a challenge.
That's right. So,
mine's working with you.
Yeah.
That's my challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Staying out of the shot.
No, working with you.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's work, bro.
It's work.
Yeah.
In the weirdest possible sense.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly it.
From the outside, it looks like I do nothing.
That's right.
Do more work than the average secretary, that's for sure. The average, not Pam, but the average.
Yeah, Pam's a CEO, though, so.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, job title. If we were handing out job titles at this company, like... Pam's the CEO, we all know it.
What would be your title? Because assistant to the assistant to the CEO?
Yeah.
Because Jason would be the assistant CEO for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, like, you can't give me a legitimate title in regards to, like, I'm the idea guy.
Company jester?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, it would be hard, like, it'd be hard to figure out, like, what my job title actually would be.
Oh, that would be super easy.
Like business development?
No, you would be
if we're like talking
client, you would be a client liaison.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would be the bridge between the clients and the company. You'd just be the
client liaison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Mine would be the producer. I love producer jokes now. Whenever I see them on TV, when right. They're like, "What's a producer do?" and somebody goes, "I don't know," and I'm like, "Haha, same."
It works really well that I can just call myself, like, the founder of a company.
Yeah.
Like, that works.
The founder, well. Hey.
The founder, yeah.
Just like the movie or, like, the actual founder?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not as cutthroat as the founder in that movie. One of my favorite movies.
No, that's a classic movie.
One of my favorite movies. And, like, I haven't, like, I look at that guy. I'm like, yeah, man, kill it. Like, I don't look at him as the villain.
Yeah, I never thought he was a villain, honestly.
It wasn't until somebody, like, posed that to me. Like, that guy's a jerk. I'm like, oh, are we what? What do you mean? Like that guy's inspirational. And like, well, what he did to those guys, I'm just like, yeah, I guess. Okay, maybe. But like, yeah, it wasn't until somebody like pointed that out to me that not everybody views that guy as the hero. Some people view him as a villain.
I feel like he wasn't really a villain until, we're at 23, by the way.
Yeah.
Until he put that McDonald's outside the original one to shut him down.
That's right. That was...
Up until then, he just took their idea and ran with it and kind of kicked him out of it.
That's right.
But when he put the one that he left them with out of business...
That's right.
That's when I was like,
that was
yeah, okay.
Dick move. Yeah. That made him kind of a jerk.
But other than that, like, he's just smart.
That's right.
You might want to wrap up, though.
Yeah, that camera's about to die.
Yeah, it's right. Flashing at me.
Well, anyways, everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you very much. We appreciate your ongoing support. And we're going to throw Carrie's video at the end of this. So big shout out Forked Patchouli Rose. It's a tongue twister, but I love that company, bro. I'm not going to lie. And everybody else, hopefully you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.